Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what it do? What's up? Sorry about that. I was a little late to the party. I was just talking to fan man Dusty Hera. And we were discussing business. Ryan Buckley, business.
Yeah, I got questions for him too.
Radio business. I think we all do, but that's for another time. That's internal, as it were. What's going on? Good little Thursday. It's like 85 degrees outside.
It's a great day outside.
Actually, it's not. I just looked it up. It's 76 degrees.
It's fine. It's a very nice temperature.
My God, are we getting spoiled?
Maybe, but this is like, you know, the fake second spring that we get or whatever.
It happens every year.
And we'll get hammered with some rain at some point in May and April, or May and June, excuse me. And
well, we all know that, but doesn't this feel pretty extensive in terms of sunshine for this time of year?
I would say so.
I mean, we've had this has been a great, well, it's now May, but April, great month.
Yep. Great little month.
Great little month. Nothing to be ashamed of that month.
No. Not whatsoever.
Well, it's nice to be with you. And I mean that.
And also with you. Oh, wait, this isn't Catholic Church.
And you. Yeah, it's me. Suk is still on vacation. He's back Monday. Buck is here. We finally got rid of Patrick Harris, that leech.
But he'll be back.
Yeah, he's managed to invite himself on to tomorrow's show. So, but he's going to be the host, and I'm going to be the Suk. So,
I'm excited for that.
I am too, because that's way less work for me.
Yeah, you just show up and react and be.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying I'd be good at it. I'm just saying.
No, it'll be terrible, probably.
I'll be here and I'll just say what I think. Isn't that what you do over there? You say what you think.
I think so.
Tell stories.
Yeah.
You know. Today we've got big Hot 5 at 5 news. I'm just going to launch right into this. Now, this is what I was talking to Dusty about. But I just, our fine sponsor, Victor Rico's, is no longer the sponsor of the Hot 5 at 5. And. Listen, the Hot 5 at 5 has long been controversial internally around here because, well, you know us, we're not, I mean, like, if you were to say which of Isaac and Suk's segments do they hate the most, I mean, most people would guess the Hot 5, right? Because it's just a, you know, a sports list.
Yeah, it's like a requisite
it's like news.
Reset of the sports day.
Yeah, which is cool.
And
you
know what?
It's not really our bag.
And honestly, how long have you been doing that segment?
Well, here's the thing. Before we get into this, it is a Jeff Austin creation, the Hot 5 at 5. Rest in peace, Jeff Austin, our old boss. He is now gone. And Victor Rico's is now gone. And so Cooley was just like, you know what he gave me?
Carte blanche.
He did the throat slash.
Oh.
He did the throat
cut it.
Cuz he's our boss now. And so, well, for the time being. And so I was talking to him about it, and I think there is momentum to kill it. The Hot 5 at 5. What do you think about that?
I was also
Do you have opinions?
I was privy to some of these discussions before the show.
Oh, you were sitting there.
Yeah.
You were awful quiet, dude.
Dude, we talked about the imaging. Do you not remember this?
No.
You just tuned me out? Is that what happens here?
Well, we talked about the not 5 at 5.
Right.
Which is our new idea.
Right.
But Dusty didn't like that. And
Wait. What sense does he need to tell us what to do?
He was the first one I ran it by. Like, I like to workshop
these
things.
Has his own show where he can do the not 2 at 2 or whatever.
God dang, man. You're on fire. You're sweating that first round leader bet, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm watching it. But...
Okay. I'm going to get back to the Hot 5 at 5, but I have to tell you, this is the lead of the show today.
It's not the lead.
Oh, it's definitely the lead. And I'll tell you why. There is a guy, and I have to pull it up because I'm a huge golf fan and I don't even know who the hell this guy is. Where the hell's my PGA app? Ah, damn it. What's the guy's name?
I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. It's Rico. It's either Hoey or Hui, but it's H-O-E-Y. Yeah. It's like Joey with an H.
Rudy Hoey?
Rico.
Rico Hoey.
Rico Hoey.
Rico Hoey.
Or Rico
Hoey.
Hui?
Hui.
Hoy? Maybe?
Whoever he is, we don't care about him. However, if I were to say to you, if you guys listened to this show over the last month or two, you know that Ryan Buckley is one of the top 53 first-round leader bettors on the PGA Tour golf tournaments west of the Mississippi. It's unbelievable. He was 76. Now he's 58. He hit another. He's hit like three of them. Four of them. Three of them? Four of them.
No, we're like
seven of them.
No, we're five or six.
Six of them.
The last one was Justin Rose at the Masters.
Unbelievable, this guy. I don't even know how he does it. It's like a total crapshoot, and yet he picks them every time.
Well, not every time, but it's like 40% or something. It's
so
crazy.
They're playing the Byron Nelson down in Texas. They're calling it
the CJ Cup.
I know, whatever. It's another bad tournament. Boy, I tell you what, the PGA Tour's got a real problem. Here's another, let's go on another tangent. Between the Masters and the PGA Championship, which is in 2 weeks, I think, maybe 3 weeks, they have a real scheduling problem. All these tournaments suck. Anyway, if I were to tell you that Leo Hui was leading...
Rico.
Yeah,
put
you'd
some
be...
respect on his name.
You'd be like, who?
Rico Hui.
And you'd be like, well, finally, Buck gets knocked off his first-round leader high horse by some guy no one's ever heard of. Oh, no, he has Louie Hui as first-round leader.
And Huey and Dewey.
Unbelievable. 60-1.
But he's not going to win.
I know. Okay, so here's the deal. This is very exciting, guys. Late breaking sports news. He's 8 under. He shot a 63.
Pretty good.
Really good. But Scottie Scheffler, and that's the best, the most ironic thing is that it's Scheffler that's catching the no-name
yep.
guy. But Scheffler shoots a 29 on the front, and now he just needs one more birdie to go 9 under.
He's got two holes to go.
Yeah, so he's on 7, and 18's a par 5. If he's going to get it, he's probably going to get it on 18.
Bogey.
So this is exciting times. I mean, as exciting as it gets around here for Buckley. So he's a little on edge. He's over there sweating that Ronald Hui bet.
Yeah. So I like Louie Hui.
So the hot five, look, I feel a little weird about this. One, Suk is not here, but I know what he thinks. But, you know, nothing will happen until he returns. But also, Jeff just left. And it's a little disrespectful to just kill Jeff's hot five at five segment.
Well, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
His body's not even cold.
That's right.
However, I feel like it may be time to move on from the hot five at five. What does everyone think? I'm seriously workshopping this. I want feedback. Now, if I could remember the text line, I'd throw it out there.
503-864-6326.
Yeah, text your thoughts. What do you guys think of the hot five? And do you think we should keep doing it?
And if not, what else should we do?
Yeah, what about the not five at five?
That was the idea we were discussing earlier. I happen to really like that one, but it would end up, I think, being a hybrid of in the news, sports news, and club stuff. And
we do that,
you know,
anyway.
And so do we really need those things bleeding into each other? I don't know.
There's nothing special.
But there's
about
something
it.
To workshop there.
There is. Yeah. Okay. So RJ is in. He's a P1. Hot five at five, it's a staple, but probably could live without it. I think that's right.
Yeah.
You guys won't miss it. Have you guys even noticed we didn't even do a poll question anymore?
It's kind of a palate cleanser is what it is, because it comes off of In the News, which is a non-sports segment, and it like resets what's going on in sports before your final hour of sports talk.
Because people get in the car at
and
five,
then,
technically,
I mean,
and all that stupid stuff.
It makes sense why it's there, but it doesn't necessarily serve. That spot could maybe be stronger.
That's right. We're always looking to improve our segments.
Always.
Lord knows they all suck. So, what was I going to tell you? I had another hot take on that. I know Cooley thinks this, and he is our general. He's now our, I mean, who am I to doubt our new general manager, Ryan Cooley, unless we disagree. But in this case, we agree. He's like, no segment has killed better discussions than the Hot 5 at 5.
That's right, because we're often talking about news in the community that's not even sports related. It's a it's a pre-club club topic sometimes.
That's right. And I think we can all agree that local community news is why we're here. And as your noted newsman, I have to stand up for In the News. So, look, maybe we move In the News to 5 o'clock. What do you think about that, if we're workshopping?
That's an idea. That's definitely an idea.
You know what I'm saying?
But then, I mean, I think we got to think of all the things. And maybe with your help.
All right. Well, listen, nothing's going to happen today or tomorrow. But by Monday, all hell may break loose. Sook's back. Jeff's gone. We don't have a boss. I don't know. We may do all Club 1080 and see what they say.
Dusty's 2 cents matters.
Dusty,
for some reason.
Well, I just asked him. He was the first guy I saw. Mm. And I also respect him.
Well,
there are others I don't and I wouldn't ask. But, with him, he was our producer. You know, he used to do what you do.
Was he the longest tenured producer you had? He was, wasn't he? Or did he do more years or Lynch?
I think Lynch did more years.
Did he?
I think.
The text line will know this as well, I think.
Yeah.
But it was close-ish? As far as time? Feels like it was.
I don't know. Dude, I have no idea. It might have been Swag. We had Swag forever.
Yeah.
All right, so here's some feedback. Okay, I'm going to get it on the text line. I'm going to read these, as many of these as I can. How about a gambling segment, Hot Flyers at 5? I love that. Put that on the list, Buckley.
Hot Flyers at 5, okay.
Yeah, that'll be your own segment. Lord knows you bet a million flyers a night.
The only issue with
that... Give us your top 5.
The only issue with that is so many of the East Coast games have already started. And a lot of the lines aren't out for the next day.
Listen, I got to tell you, and I'm being very serious about this. I, as a sports radio guy, I really do. My opinion, I love to sports bet. Buckley and I both sports bet.
And just talk about sports betting.
Yes, I do love that. But I am very hesitant, and I'm being very serious here. I'm very hesitant to ever say a pick or give out picks. We killed our football pick segment for this reason, because I just don't. There's too much of that out there, and we are not sports gambling experts.
Show.
We're just not. And it's fun to talk about betting, but I just don't think it's good as just normal, regular old sports radio guys to be throwing out picks. I think that's a dangerous game. There's too much of that already. So we killed that, so I don't know that we can – I don't know. I don't know that we can do actual picks. Somebody said do a what you're having for dinner segment. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Except you're skipping dinner, and
I usually don't have dinner.
And I'm
not tonight, though.
Oh,
Laurelhurst Market, baby!
Look at that.
Keep it. Got some good stuff now and then. That's from one texture talking about the Hot 5 at 5. Make the club 2 hours. We can't do that. I know we can't do that. I don't think they're gonna like that. 5 o'clock is still a drive time hour. Got to be on point. Remember they used to call it the power hour. Love the Hot 5. It's the only semblance of local news I get, LOL. Now, okay, here is a man who is wrong. The local news is in the news.
That's right.
I don't know how many people...
I think maybe they mean local sports news. Blazers,
sports,
Timbers, Thorns.
Well, we'll still mention... If it's important, we'll mention it.
Right.
I think the thing that...
But sometimes it's not important,
yes.
And it only comes out there because it's something we have to do.
That's fair. That's fair. Sometimes it, you're right. Sometimes it's something we won't have a topic about, like the Blazers firing three or not bringing back three assistant coaches. Like, who cares? But that can slide into the Hot 5. That's fair. Maybe I'll just do a better job of just, you know, getting that stuff into the show, you know, rather than a Hot 5. Down with the H5A5. I vote to cut the Hot 5 at 5, replace it with just finishing the thought you couldn't finish or get to right before In the News started. Ha ha. Hopefully, P1, how about a stud and dud of the day? Yeah. Here is an F the Hot 5 at 5.
Ooh.
How about that?
Look at that.
5 at 5 is just a repeat of earlier sports news. When I get in the car at 5, it's nice to catch up on what I've missed. Boy, here's a baguette. Yes, can it. Get rid of it.
The other thing, too, is I honestly think that as recently as, I don't know, 10 years ago, this segment had more value because people weren't getting notifications on their apps.
Yes.
And now everyone already knows the news that was important to them because it's reached you.
I think that's generally true. I really do. I mean, I just don't know how many people tune into the Hot 5 and go, this is how I get my sports news for the
day. Right. It's not really serving the... Because, I mean, in the news, we're giving details to local stories that people don't otherwise have. But, like, to tell you that the Blazers completed a trade for a, you know, they swapped a second round pick for a rotation guy or something, you're like, okay, yeah, I got the notification from Yahoo or ESPN or whatever.
Yeah. Here's Orange O guy. He says, to get rid of the hot 5 at 5 is like to get rid of that one drink you can always rely on. It's just not the same without it. Where is the executive order that Trump signed to not get rid of the hot 5 at 5? I need to see it. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, people are kind of split on this. More split than I thought. But we are getting a lot of Baggetts and Effets. But here's somebody that says they remember the very first hot 5 at 5. How about that?
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't Buck yeah, you do your sport. That's the thing, is you do your sports snort at 5 o'clock anyway.
Yeah, those are the required updates for the show anyways. Yeah. And like the important things are probably in there.
Probably.
They're in there.
Okay.
We think.
Tell you what. That was good.
We think.
Good feedback. Thank you. We trust you guys. I mean, on some things. So we'll see. Today, you're going to get a hot 5. Tomorrow, you're going to get a hot 5. Monday, all bets are off. Okay?
Big and actually, news. I will...
big news.
I'll put a yellow flag on that because I might not have the unsponsored hot 5 imaging, so we might be just doing nothing at 5 o'clock.
All right. Well, maybe it happens today.
An Odyssey station.
All right. Let's get to going.
What?
I've got a segment called Last Night in Sports. And yes, we will talk about the Lakers. I actually find them kind of interesting right now. Isn't this one of the most interesting things in the NBA is when good teams or star players bow out of the playoffs and then it's like we can all debate what's wrong and what they should do and who they should trade for?
Yeah, I'm entertained by sensitive J.J. Redick, too.
Boy, is he cincy.
Oh, yeah.
You got some of that audio? I think we should play.
Oh, I don't, but I can. At least, or I don't believe I do.
Well, he basically called out Luka today.
I didn't see that. I'll have to find that.
I'll send it to you. We'll get it.
Okay.
Yep. That'll be a part of our Last Night in Sports segment or two coming up next on The Fan.